You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, we have a lovely conversation for you today as we speak with the hosts of Good Company, a new show here on the radio station. Now, it focuses on joys and challenges of relationships when you're blind or partially sighted. And it's a monthly show which brings you new themes and new conversations each time around. Now, of course, it offers more than just food for thought, as it takes a deep dive into partnership, love, family, healing, and communication. And joining us now, of course, are the Good Company presenters, Karen Y and Amelia Hilton. It is so lovely to have you both on the happy hour.
Lovely to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Paulina.
So your show focuses on relationships. I guess all flavors, all colors of it. What inspired Good Company in this format with this particular idea behind it?
Well, I first met Amelia when she was doing a round table about relationships. And we got on really well, didn't we, Amelia?
Yeah, it was lovely. Karen had loads of brilliant thoughts and we had little chats during the round table as well about her experiences and other people's experiences, and relationships are something that Karen and I both kind of love exploring and discussing in general.
And was there something that perhaps surprised you? Because I know you've had quite a few fantastic guests so far and some really great conversations there and connections to explore. But was there a particular moment or particular relationship that really sticks out in your memory so far?
I think the diving couple, where it was the much older man and the much younger woman, and how they got their relationship to work.
Yeah, they were really wonderful friends, and it was the first time that the diving company had ever had a blind diver. So Jessica Peter and Henry Green are the pair, and they really had to trust each other and take a massive risk for both of them in doing this. But their way of communicating and all of the fun that they had really stood out, I think, to both of us, Karen, didn't it? And especially their kind of all of the fun adventures as well as diving that they have when they go on trips.
Yeah, it was a pure trust thing and there was no romance there. It was just pure trust. And I just was in awe of the fact that she put so much trust in him to go diving, because I don't put a lot of trust in the guys that guide me around. It takes me quite a while to trust people to guide me across the street. So to put a lot of trust into someone to go diving, it just blew my mind, really.
So I guess a question for you, Karen, would be, would you trust Amelia to guide you around or to go diving with?
I'd trust her to guide me around. I'd still have to think very hard about the diving one.
That's fair enough. I'm not an expert. I think you would probably, we'd both be stumbling around trying not to bump into fish or coral, I think, regardless of anything.
I love how you're going to the cute, nice water things as your first thought, rather than sharks or, you know, any other weird creatures you can bump into in the deep sea world.
We're not maniacs, you know. We'd start slow, wouldn't we, Karen, and then and then find our way.
And we'd go with experts, because I know the sea can be dangerous. So I'd never go out without someone telling me. If there were some sharks in the water, you wouldn't get me anywhere near the water. I wouldn't even put my toe in, let alone anything else. So it'd be the nice fishies that we get around the UK. I'll go in UK waters first.
It'll be a bit chilly, but I'm sure it'll be really nice. Well, if you have quite a few themes you've explored so far and you're working away on in the background, but is there a particular type of relationship or particular theme you perhaps thought of when you first came up with the idea of a show, but you haven't had the time to maybe implement it into an episode, or it's maybe something that you're working quietly in the background and it's a future episode idea?
I think one of the ones that we're really keen to explore is kind of parent and child relationships. And I know that kind of doing the RNIB Connect Radio parenting roundtable was really interesting, and There's so many elements of that relationship that, you know, both the child and the parent learn from each other all the time. I think we'd really like to explore kind of how, if you're a parent that has a blind or partially sighted child, how you kind of build up that trust with them and support them to explore their independence. And then also kind of if you're a parent who's blind or partially sighted and have a child, where you turn for support and kind of networking, because that's one of the things that really stands out when we talk to parents at the station, is sometimes they feel quite isolated and alone until they, by chance or through work, kind of come upon a big network of blind or partially sighted parents. And it makes such a change to form those relationships and make that connection. So I think we're really keen to chat much more about that.
I grew up in a household where my dad went blind, and I can actually remember waking up the morning, waking up when he went blind. I am a daughter of a blind man, and I'm a mother of children, even though my kids had left home by the time he was having my sight loss issues, but I've always had poor sight. So I sort of straddle both camps. My kids are pretty okay. One of them maybe will have my issues in the future, but they didn't start too much. They didn't really affect him in childhood like mine did. Yeah, I am very interested in the parenting thing, and just adding my experience into the lot, because I think a lot of blind adults who have children don't realise the impact of being blind has on their children's life, and they think they're fine, and I know they're not.
I think it's definitely a really interesting conversation, and I look forward to hearing how you explore this topic in your show. Now, let's bring it to this week. I know you have a new episode out this week. It's a new theme, so what can we expect?
Yeah, well, we're talking a lot about family and friendship in this month's episode. And in particular, we're talking to Amanda Hawkins, who is the head of emotional wellbeing and mental health at RNIB. And everyone at some point is going to have a difficult conversation with someone close to them. And that can be about, you know, all kinds of different things. But she kind of talks us through how, if you do need to have kind of a deeper, maybe slightly difficult conversation, how you can set that up to go as well as possible, and how you can try and look after yourself and look after other people. So that was really, really helpful, and I've kind of applied it in my own life since that episode. So yeah, we really enjoy kind of exploring the tools that we can share to help people navigate their relationships a bit smoother. And we also have a film that Karen and I very much enjoyed watching. We've got a review of Wicked Little Letters. Do you want to talk a bit more about that, Karen?
Which is also about family and the expectations of women. So the film is set in the 1920s, and it involves sending rude letters to a particular people. Olivia Colman stars in it.
Yeah, it's a really fun film. Explores lots of different relationships within the community, from families, friendships. It's very funny too. So we had a really great time reviewing that one, and it's definitely worth a watch. And then we also get some wise words from RNIB Connect Radio's very own Toby Davey, and he shares some advice he got from his late father, and a really, really beautiful song as well in his memory. So yeah, lots of great interviews and great music as always.
Well, I have to say, it sounds absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to hear this month's episode. And before I let you both go, you are on the happy hour, so I have to ask. Karen, we'll start with you. What is the thing that is currently bringing you the most happiness in your life?
My little dog, Sweep. She brings me all the joy because she is only a little dog, but she makes it safe for me to go for a walk. She's on my lap now. I'm giving her a cuddle now. She makes me feel safe. She makes me feel comfortable. And she just is perfect. I hand reared her as a puppy, and she's my baby. And it's just lovely to have a proper dog that you can call your baby because you hand reared her. So, yeah. So I love having my baby girl.
Aw, Amelia, I'm sorry. Can you beat that?
I can't beat it, but it is animal related. So as part of my research for the monthly almanacs I've started doing here for the station, I've been learning birdsong, which has been so great. I love going on walks and being able to... I'm not very good. I can probably only recognise like 3 birds at the moment, but it's really lovely to be out on a walk and recognize a bird song and be like, oh, that's a chiff-chaff. So I'm really enjoying that, and it's making me feel very connected to nature and kind of helping me slow down.
Oh, I love that. I love bird song. And I don't know if this helps you, but if you're looking for the sound of a great tit, it's teacher, teacher, teacher.
I'll remember that one for my next walk.
Amelia, if you're coming down my way to Bournemouth, there's a lovely island called Brownsea Island. They've just put up a brand new hide that is floor to ceiling grass, so it's accessible for everybody.
Wow, that sounds great.
And in another hide, they have a camera so you can see things on a screen. But the noise there, it's all the terns, the gulls, wading birds. I mean, I don't know all their names, but it's absolutely amazing. And I thoroughly recommend it if you want to get involved with noise and birds. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. You just sit there and it's just a wall of noise that hits you. It's very, very immersive into the bird culture.
Oh,
but
perfect.
I wouldn't have a clue what they were saying, but it was brilliant.
Oh, nice. I'll note that down. Thank you.
Oh, Karen, thank you so much for giving us an idea of what to do this summer. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, Karen, Amelia, thank you so much for chatting on the Happy Hour today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And remember, if you would like to catch this month's or any month's good company, you can catch the episodes on the first Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. And then it's repeated on the Sunday of that same week at 8 p.m. So definitely tune in and just think about relationships a bit differently.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.